Greetings, Radio Land.
Thank God.
This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom.
Thank God.
And we are so grateful for this door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you today with the word of truth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you. We're grateful for our leadership that it's gone on. Our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they've taken, the life they live, and our works, their works do follow them. We are the church of God, and we are a holy people. We are sanctified. We are true Christians. We are Jews, and we are Israelites. We're under one shepherd. God only have one people, and we are a part of that people. Wherever you might be, if you live for God, you are that one people. And if you're keeping God's commandments, you are keeping God's word. If you're not keeping the commandments of God, you are falling short and you are not keeping God's precepts. Glad to be with you today. And I'm going to mention today a little talk about the vine. Being connected to God's vine. If you're connected, you should bring forth what the root is, the same sap, same fruit. And I like to talk about those things. We need to examine ourselves. We here examine ourselves whether we are in the faith. We constantly need to examine ourselves. Before we get into that, our sister Tatum have a poem. And after that poem, we're going to have some announcements before we go forth into the thought. Sister Tatum, thank God for you.
Just thanking God so much for this great leadership that he has placed me under. Just thanking for the teaching of God's great law. Oh Lord, I love you. Yes, it's true. Let me be forever indebted to you to keep your law deep in my heart and never, ever let it depart out of my life, out of my soul. Oh Lord, my God, it's so good to behold. Your law is real. Your law is true. Your law is sacred. Your law is you. Your law is forever, beginning and end. Bless me to keep it forever, to stay free from all sin. I'm honored, I'm privileged, and greatly blessed too, for a merciful Savior who sent a law that's so pure. A law that he gave for me to obey. And I'm just wise enough to do what he say. It's a blessing if you keep it, and it's a cursing if you don't. The blessing, you'll go to heaven, and the cursing, you won't.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum.
Beautiful.
Those words are so true.
Yeah.
Thank God. Beautiful. This time, our Deacon Debbie have some announcements for you. Deacon Debbie,
beautiful.
Thank God.
To friends, loved ones, and those who love God, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, take great pleasure in extending an invitation to you as we share a night of appreciation honoring our pastor, Perry Boyd. Join us in our celebration as we honor our great pastor on his 13th appreciation for his labor in word and deed. Those of you who are in the area, come join us on Saturday night, June 21st at 7:30 p.m. God's Covenant Church, 425 Laconia, West Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles. You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.covenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for our Deacon, Daphina.
Yes.
Who is my wife. Beautiful. I thank God for her stand.
Yes.
Steadfast.
Yes, yes. She is.
Going to get into the thought, being connected to the vine, we bring out the scripture. We are not against any group or any body. We are against the works of the devil. And his works have been from the beginning. But we have caught up with him. God has given us knowledge. We have taken the kingdom back from that devil in the lives of those who live holy. Isn't that beautiful? The kingdom has been restored. We're maintaining our stand in the kingdom that we might continue in the kingdom when this body goes back to Mother Earth. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. You want to understand God? You want to understand his word? Keep the commandments.
Yes.
And in order to keep them, you must be taught them. First verse says, now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, because the commandments of God are the word. They're the word of God. And the words of God. Do not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. All God is saying is, don't you add unto the word, that you may keep the word.
Yes.
Because you cannot be a doer of the word, bringing in what God did not put in there.
Mm-hmm.
God did not put into his commandments the first day of the week as the day of rest. The seventh day is the day of rest. That's in the commandment. That's in God's word. Can add and you cannot take away.
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 80 and 8. Because this is all about being connected to God. Connected to the vine. Thank God for those who write and comment, email, that you're enjoying the broadcast. Thank God for that you enjoy. And if you're going to call us and email us or text us and try to straighten this out, I'd rather you come do it in person. So we can sit down and have some dialogue and reason together in the scripture. I cannot rightly divide every statement I make. It's here a little and there a little. Not on a 30-minute broadcast. Maybe some things are misunderstood. Get with us. Let's talk on the phone. I have no problem with a little dialogue and reasoning together in the scripture. Psalms 80 and 8. Evangelist, what does it say?
Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it.
Now that's a parable. God called his son out of Egypt. He called a people out of sin. And God cast out that devil. If you say you're in God, and so many say they're of God, they should be like God. If you say that God is your father, you should have the same attributes as the father has. The father is holy. And whatever your church is called, it should be holy. It's kind of redundant to me to be called Baptist holy or Presbyterian holy, because Presbyterian and Baptistism is not a doctrine. Holiness is. Mm-hmm. We know that John was called the Baptist because that's what he was called to do, to baptize. But baptism is not a doctrine. It's part of salvation. Mm-hmm. To be baptized in his word. So all of these different titles ones have, I'm not against a title, because I understand that the titles come because there is no knowledge there. But I do know that to be in God, you must be holy. If you say Jesus is your Lord, he is the Holy One of Israel. Jesus was not Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, African Episcopal. He wasn't Lutheran. He wasn't in Judaism. He wasn't Muslim. He wasn't in whatever this religion they have in India, with all of these different religions. He was holy.
Yes.
He was righteous. Righteousness is a doctrine. Holiness is a doctrine. And it's the doctrine of God. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. What?
Thou preparedest room before it.
What?
And this caused it to take deep root.
What?
And it filled the land.
So God have called a people out of Egypt and got rid of the devil. He did it before and he's doing it yet again. And he'll do that tomorrow. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now let's read the 12th verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Why hast thou then broken down her hedge?
Now God have broken down the hedges of the church by allowing the devil to have his way with those that have lost the kingdom because they don't obey God.
Yes.
It's all God's doing. As our sister Tatum said, it's a blessing if you keep God's word. It's a curse if you don't. Because the enemy will overtake you and take you back into sin. The problem is so many today have never come out of Egypt. They've never come out of sin because they don't know what sin is. Sin is the transgression of God's word, which is law, which God commanded. They're all the same. The word is God. It was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we called him Jesus. But he's yet the Word. He's yet God.
Yes.
Why hast thou then broken down her hedges? What?
So that all they which pass by the way do pluck her.
Most of these churchgoers are being plucked by the devil at will. And they'll tell you in a minute, I'm just a sinner in Zion. You are not in Zion if you're sinning. Not in the spirit of Zion. You're just in the church. What?
The boar out of the wood doth waste it.
So God is letting you know these spirits, these beast spirits, just take God's people at will because they've never come out of sin. They don't believe they can live free from sin because those that are over them are not of God and not teaching you the way of God. And they say in one breath, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. And in the next breath, well, nobody's perfect. No one can live holy. That's not true. You have not been connected to the vine. When you're connected to the vine, you have the power. Now, remember what God's word says. To as many as receive him, to them gave he power. So if you receive God's word, and that's what it's talking about, you have power over the devil. Over spirits that are of the devil. The boar out of the wood doth waste it. What?
And the wild beast of the field doth devour it.
These are parables. And these beasts, they're spirits that are engulfed in the people. Because God have not cleared the land and taken them out of them. And because they won't yield to God. Read.
Return, we beseech thee.
This is what our cry is today, that the people will return to God. God is saying his hand is yet stretched out still.
All right.
Return, we beseech thee. What?
O God of hosts.
What?
Look down from heaven.
What?
And behold, and visit this vine.
So if you return to God, God will return to you.
Yes.
Because the Lord said, seek and ye shall find. If you're really seeking God, you will obey the voice of God.
Yes.
God will return to you. But God is not with the church that cannot stop sinning. God is not with you. And his sacrifice is not for us to continue in sin. It's for our past sins.
Yes.
As the scripture says, if ye willfully sin, there remaineth no more sacrifice but judgment. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven.
And visit.
And behold.
And visit this vine.
What?
And the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself.
So return and visit the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted. Because God planted a church. You have to find it. And the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. God's people are strong for God.
Yes.
The scripture said, let the weak say they're strong. But you cannot say you're strong if you don't have God.
Right.
Or if you only taught, you can't help but be weak. And yet the next breath say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It's redundant and you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Either you're going to obey God and you got power or you don't. Because the word says, if you receive him, you have power.
Yes.
To become God's son. God's sons don't sin. Read.
It is burned with fire.
It's burned with fire. What?
It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance.
And that's what have happened down through the time. So many people just fall out because God is rebuking the church world. What did he say? Cry loud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions in the house of Jacob, which they have sinned.
Yes.
So they just fall apart and get a spirit and say, this is not God, this is not love. It is love.
It is.
Because God is reaching out to a gainsaying people that have no power but claim they have God. If you got God, you don't sin.
Right.
Read.
Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand.
So God's leader, male or female, has God's hand upon them.
Yes.
Let thy hand be upon the men of thy right hand. Because out of God's right hand went a fiery law. And if you don't have the fiery law of God in your heart, if these preachers are not preaching the laws of God, God's hand is not upon them.
Okay.
What?
Upon the Son of Man, whom thou madest strong for thyself.
Why won't these preachers, they tell all these stories that are in the scriptures about God, but they won't tell you they don't sin no more and preach that you must not sin to stay in God, to be in God. They won't tell you that. Read the 15th verse again.
And the vineyard, which thy right hand hath planted.
What?
And the branch that thou madest strong for thyself.
So God have made a branch strong for himself.
Yes.
That branch is connected to the vine.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 5:1. 15:1. So many read the scripture. So many so-called preachers say they've been sent by God, preach the scripture, but their fruit don't bear witness to it.
Yes.
Let's listen to what the word is saying, what the Lord said. 15:1, what does it say?
I am the true vine.
So God let you know, the Lord is letting you know now, I am the true vine, because he is the one that is speaking throughout the scriptures through his anointed from Genesis to Revelation. I am the true vine, what?
And my Father is the husbandman.
Because the Father don't have flesh. And he is the Father without flesh.
Yes.
The Word, which was made flesh and took on sonship.
Yes.
I'm the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. What?
Every branch.
Every branch. Now listen to what God is saying. Every branch. So whatever church you say you might be called or of, you should be a branch of the vine.
Yes.
Every branch. What?
In me that beareth not fruit.
What?
he taketh away.
Well, I have fruit. I feed the poor. God fed the poor souls, not line up people feeding them food.
All right.
He gave them natural food that followed him after fasting for days, listening to the word, because that's what he fed them with. The word of God, the ways of God, breaking it down to them.
Yes.
Any branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So that's why so many churches are not bringing forth the fruit of God, because they're not connected to the vine. They've been taken away. And these preachers say they are of God, but their fruit don't bear witness, because their fruit is not holy. Read.
And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it.
What?
That it may bring forth more fruit.
So he said, you're against all of these churches and so and so. I'm with the word. I'm only bringing what God is saying.
Right.
And I understand what he's saying.
Yes.
And I'm trying to bring forth my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your church is wonderful. Maybe your pastor and you are wonderful. But I'm talking about what God is calling for and what it means to be connected to the vine. Let's go to Romans 11 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get on the phone or say, you know what, you're a hate monger. No, I'm not. I'm only quoting my understanding, just like you feel you're living your understanding of what love is. That is not love, and God didn't call his people to feed the hungry out here.
No.
Our state legislative branches and boards do this, set these missions up.
Mm-hmm.
Our taxes pay for that. So we are feeding the hungry through our tax money. But to go from door to door and bring little gifts, little turkeys and little presents, that's not our mission. We that are of God. And those that have got through searching the scripture, that's not what they did.
Right.
Romans 11 and 16, what does it say?
For if the first fruit be holy.
Listen to what the scripture is saying. If the first fruit
be holy.
Be holy.
The lump is also holy.
That means the rest is holy.
Yes.
And remember, Jesus is the Holy One of Israel. Jesus said, be ye therefore holy as your Father in heaven is holy. What I'm saying is, the preachers tell the people no one is holy but the Lord. That's not true.
No.
You're connected to the vine. You should be holy. Because he's calling for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And if the root be holy.
If the root. Now that's God. He's the root of David.
All right.
He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the ending. If the root be holy, what?
So are the branches.
So if you're a branch of God, if you say this church is of God, you should be in holiness.
Yes.
Which means you should be a church without sin.
All right.
And or striving for it.
Yes.
There is a sin, not unto death. Don't try to call me and say, so you're going to tell me you have never sinned. I never said that. We all have sinned because we're all born in sin.
Yes.
We all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
But thanks be to God, I was a sinner, but I've been saved by grace.
Yes.
And I'm saved from sin, which means I don't sin no more.
All right.
And you can get there. And in your walk, striving to be perfect in God, to please God, to be righteous, to be holy, there are sins that are not unto death, and God's not going to let you sin unto death.
Yes.
That's what he means when he said, if you believe in me, you'll never die. Otherwise, you'll never sin and fall out of God. You'll never do that if you believe in me.
Yes.
You cannot believe if you never heard what God is calling for.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And if some of the branches be broken off.
What?
And thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partaketh of the root and fatness of the olive tree.
Of the olive tree, what? Boast what?
Boast not against the branches.
So we don't boast against the branches. I'm boasting with the branches of God. I'm not boasting against the branches. I'm not against a Jew. A Jew is of God. But what we're talking about, what is a true Jew? It's one in spirit.
Yes, mm-hmm.
A true Jew is holy.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's read the first verse. What does it say?
I say then, hath God cast away his people?
Has he? I don't think so. What it says?
God forbid.
God forbid. What? So, wait a minute. So, he hasn't have, God only has one people. And they are Jew. And they are Israelites. But it's not natural, because that's what Jesus was. He was more than a natural Jew, as Paul, Peter, James, John, all of those that followed him. What?
Yes. For I am, for also am.
I also am an Israelite. What?
Israelite of the seed of Abraham.
Of the seed of Abraham. What?
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
Of the tribe of Benjamin. What?
God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew.
So we're not here trying to say the Jews are not right. I am a Jew.
Yes.
And everyone that lived for God, whether they are natural Jew or a Gentile or Greek, they are a Jew. If you're keeping God's commandments, living holy.
Yes.
What?
What? Want you not?
Want what, you not? What?
The scripture saith of Elias.
What?
How he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying.
It's the talking about against the church. Well, it's the same thing today. God is against the church that are yet sinning.
Yes.
What?
Lord, they have killed thy prophets.
What?
And dig down thine altars.
What?
And I am left alone, and they seek my life.
Well, wait a minute. Elijah thought the same thing.
Yes,
that all of the prophets are gone. And all of God's people are gone, Lord. There's nobody else. What did he say?
But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal.
So Baal is a God that is yet with us today under the guise of many other names.
Yes.
But 7,000 people is just a smidge compared to what was going on in the earth, the people. In Israel, around Israel. What?
Even so then, at this present time.
So he's talking about right now. This scripture will be with us forever.
Yes.
Because God's word will always be here. And it's talking about today. Even so then,
at this
present time, what?
Also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace.
So it's just a remnant, just a few, and it's in concord with God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, are there few that be saved?
Right.
Now, let's go to Ephesians 2 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we will continue this next time, but my thought to leave with you is, if you say you are connected to the vine, if you say you're of God, you should have power and not sin.
Yes.
Ephesians 2 and 8, what did it say?
For by grace are ye saved.
Oh, they love to say that. By grace ye are saved, and so are we. By grace we're saved what?
Through faith.
But it's through faith. Now remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to hear by the law.
Yes.
And have faith in it. That's how it comes by that. What?
And that, not of yourself.
So it's not of ourselves. What?
It is the gift of
God. It's God's gift. It come by hearing God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Because the word is the gift of God. It's eternal life. It's a gift.
Thank
what?
God. Not of works.
Now, it's not of works. But wait a minute. You have to rightly divide that, because there's works of the flesh and then there's works of God. What?
Least any man should boast.
What?
For we are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship. What?
Created in Christ Jesus.
What?
Unto good works.
So that's why God created us to take away the works of the flesh unto good works.
Yes.
Because faith without works is dead. If you say you have faith in God and believe in God.